Day Marie, I have a new song for you.
Is it a jam?
I was thinking she was silent.
Web it up, spider.
Baby, it's time for us to sit back and unwind. Just you and I.
Yeah. Welcome everyone to the Grown and Sexy R&B Live Podcast. This is your man Kiefer. Man, I am so excited. We have a great show. We got a full house, man. We have a new addition to the team. Cannot wait till we make that announcement. But, you know, I can't do this show. I can't. You know, I'm the grown, but she's the sexy. There's no way I can do this shit without this queen, the one and only Miss Sade.
What up, guys? Hey, I like that. Yeah. I like that. What's up, guys? This is your girl, Sade. Welcome to the Grown and Sexy R&B Live. We have such an amazing show for you guys today. What's been going on, Kiefer? How you been? What's been going on?
What's up with the suit, girl? I mean, look at the...
Boy, I have been busy. Doing things.
So I would definitely have to put this, like, you're not working. You are motherfucking twerking.
I'm working and twerking.
You're twerking.
Yeah, seriously.
But I want you to... introduce our new guest.
Okay, so is it our guest or our new addition?
Our special new guest.
Oh, okay. A new addition.
Go, you do the honors.
Guys, we want to welcome a new member to the family. It is the amazing, the beautiful Miss Tisha.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome.
Super excited.
I am loving the applause. Like, yeah. Why haven't we had that?
I keep forgetting about it.
Oh, no way.
My bad.
No, I love
we
it.
We on now.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, since he already opened it. How you doing, girl?
Yeah. I am amazing.
Welcome.
I'm so excited to be here. My first time connecting.
We popping your cherry right now.
Popping my cherry.
Yes.
Really, really good.
We feel privileged to do that.
You know what? You need to stop doing that. just stop doing that. Okay.
So you want me to stop being me?
No, don't stop being me.
Never.
Damn.
What's up with you guys though? How are you guys feeling?
I mean, amazing.
How you feel to have a new addition? I'm happy.
We love you.
I need a fucking drink.
I'm excited too. Yeah, I'm very happy.
Good. We're
Thank
good.
You
Don't
guys.
Be talking to me like that, like being all sexy and shit.
Welcome to the grown and sexy.
It's the grown and the sexy. We gotta get that way.
Anyway, we cannot do this without like music. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, oh, definitely.
You know, nothing. He is the heartbeat of the show.
We are nada.
You know, we are nada. And we can't be nothing
without DJ.
Mr. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.
I love it. You need applause. You need that. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Look, I could poke him.
Good vibes. I love your fit. I was trying to tell you off the screen or whatever, but I was like, I like your jacket. I like it a lot.
It is.
It is cold in Vegas.
Oh Oh my God, y'all. Shit.
It's the blessed on the side. I love it. It's the blessed on the side.
No, no, hell no. Shut your mouth, girl.
Boy, I'm ready.
Not me. Shit. Let that shit last long.
We're 20 degrees below our average right now, well, which is crazy.
Perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. Thank you.
I'm just like, dang, I'm ready to swim.
You missing it. You missing it.
I got my bathing suits on deck right now. Like, I'm ready to get in the pool. I want to be out in the sun. I'm ready to get. Yes, all that.
No. You keep that. You keep
I
want
to get on my jet skis and go ride. Like
you keep
know what
that.
I mean?
You keep all that shit. Anyway, so
that sounds fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Grown Sexy R&B Live.
Welcome.
You know, we have this is the authority of R&B music right here on this podcast.
Let them know
all things R&B. Oh, okay. All yes. things. Yes. Okay, independent. Okay, we advocate. We in.
Influence.
Right? We love our independent artists.
Are we influencers?
We're about to be. We have a beautiful artist that's gonna be performing tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited, especially for my first show.
Super excited.
Yep.
Aisha Kamel.
I love her name.
Yeah, I love. We'll ask her what it means and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Because it's such a beautiful name.
It is
beautiful spirit too.
Yes. So stay tuned, guys. What we got going on?
We got a lot of stuff, but you know, I got a beef with somebody.
Oh,
I got a beef with another podcaster.
Woo!
So yeah, you know, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For
that. I want to hear it, so I know you guys want to hear it.
You know, so yeah, you know, and yeah, we you know, so yeah, so anyway,
we in a war right now. We in battle.
Yeah, yeah. It's about to get ugly.
All right.
So you gotta just keep it. We got a new song. Let's see, does he have it? Good Vibe. Ooh. Yeah, that new song by Usher.
Mm. Oh, I heard it. Glue. Do you like it?
Glue. Fucking love it.
Yeah, okay.
Are you kidding me? Have you listened to the lyrics?
I heard it.
I want to hear it.
Am I just being mean? I'm a huge Usher fan.
So just wrap around this concept, glue.
Glue.
I think I can.
I want to be glued to you. Say no more.
I like it. I don't know. I like his old shit. Whatever. I like it though. I'm not gonna hate on it. Back. That'll be the new jam. Right?
Yeah.
It's the new jam.
We you want to try it?
I mean, we haven't done it in a while. I don't know. Is it a new jam? Is it a jam?
Is it? Wait.
Hopefully, we got the jam. So,
I almost forgot how to say it. Wait, you know, we got to do our drinks. You got your drink.
I'll toast to you guys, but yeah, I don't have one with me.
Okay, well toast.
It's okay, girl. No, you got it. I'll toast to y'all in spirit.
In spirit. All right, well, you know, cheers, everyone.
Okay, cheers, guys.
Good vibe. Where's the water at, dog?
It's way far away.
It's far
away. It's right behind me.
It's behind you, yeah.
Okay, cheers to you, dog.
Cheers, guys. Cheers, fans. Thank you for watching. This is the Grown and Sexy R&B Live. We'll get back to that Usher glued song because I hear it's hot.
It's right there.
Oh, it's right there. He got it. Okay, so stay tuned, guys. This is the new new song by Usher, Glued. This is the Grown and Sexy R&B Live.
Kiefer.
Sade.
Tisha.
Let's go.
So tell me, does that mean that you faked all your orgasms, baby? Oh, I'm gonna make sure, absolutely sure, tonight.
Welcome, welcome back to the Grown and Sexy R&B Live with your man, Kiefer. Man, that's my song right there, Good Vibe. That is my song right there, dog. You did good on that one, bro. He said, I don't care what you're saying, DK. I'm not going to talk. I'm not talking to you right now. Welcome back. Welcome back. How you doing, guys? Hi, 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 ladies.
Hi.
How's it going?
How you doing?
I like that shit.
I know you do.
I'm about to kind of like absorb that. And the energy's great. I love you guys.
Good.
I love you guys. So welcome back. So we got some real good stuff to talk about. You guys ready?
Ready.
Absolutely.
You guys want to hear? You want to hear my beef?
Definitely want to hear your beef. What is it?
I got a problem with R&B Money podcast.
Hold on. R&B Money.
I got a problem with Tank and Jay Valentine.
Oh,
I got a problem.
What's the problem?
They claim that they are the authority of R&B music. I disagree.
You disputing it.
I dispute that unequivocally.
Hey,
we are the Grown and Sexy R&B Live podcast. Unapologetic, the one and only R&B. We are. we bring the grass roots, the ground roots, we get the artists when they're hungry. We gotcha. Get the R&B artists that they have, the passion is there. It's not about the money. We get the R&B artists that we get them at their baby,
you guys.
Their baby stages of their creativity.
Yes.
We are the Unauthority R&B podcast.
Okay.
We are the
Unauthority.
Okay. Keep her slang, yo. Keep her slang.
Okay.
So yeah. that's your argument.
That's my beef right there.
All right. I
agree.
I know you ladies like, you know, Tank because he got all those muscles. I know you like Jay Valentine because he, you know, high yellow brother. You know.
Thank you.
You know.
Speaking of Tank though,
go ahead.
I went to school with him.
Ooh.
So I know Tank.
Tank.
You knew him before he was Tank.
I knew him before on the football team.
Really?
In the band. He would wear suits sometimes. Aww. Yeah, I'm putting it out there.
Tank.
But no, yeah, Tank.
I need some more.
I went to school.
I need
Crossland High School.
I need some more fire. So when I see him Friday, so I gotta say, ah.
Ooh. So that's my boy, but I hear your argument.
Okay.
I hear your argument.
That's my beef with the R&B Money podcast.
We bringing it raw.
Uncut.
We need a rebuttal. Tank got to come back with
the grind, the gritty.
I'm a personally send this cut tape in his inbox.
Yeah, send it to him.
Yeah. Check the DMs, dog.
Tank.
All right.
Darrell.
Oh,
Darrell.
No, Darrell.
Oh, Darrell.
We throw in government names.
We got you, Darrell. We got you, dog.
Mm-hmm. It's all love.
We know
it's
somebody.
All love, man.
We got it inside.
I actually love the R&B Money podcast. I think.
Oh my God, we love them. They're hilarious.
It's the most.
It is.
It's funny. It's engaging.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I love it. I love everything they do on there, man. But
so
you know,
shout out to the boys.
You know, we R&B podcast guys.
We beefing, but we love you.
Yeah, we beefing, but we love you. You know, you need to come on to the podcast so you can defend yourself, my brother.
Exactly.
UMJ Valentine. Anyway, so that was my beef. So anyway, so
so we got our topic, guys. We're gonna talk about black love. With
black
our theme,
love.
Yeah, that we've been doing. So I guess what we're going to discuss is, what does black love mean to you, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Who wants to go first?
Black love.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Black love.
Go ahead.
I don't even remember. You know, I had a whole thought process and then it just kind of went out the door.
That's going to come back to you.
Yeah. So, I mean, black love, what it means to me is appreciation for culture, appreciation for creativity. I mean, the black culture has come such a long way. Me being of a mixed race, I just love, I love all my cultures. I love all my family. I love all my my people. So I mean, black love to me is strong love, is powerful and unforgiving. I don't know. Yeah, it means so much, so many things to me. I think love is love, period. So I think that's how I feel about it.
Okay. What about you, Tashash?
When I hear black love, I mean, automatically I think about my parents. My mom was not married to my biological dad, but my stepfather, he's like my dad, you know. Not discrediting my dad, you know, for being a part of my life as well, but my stepfather definitely been a huge part of my life. So I think about them, but I also want us to, you saying something about black love, you know, just naming it black love. I wish that we can just
say love. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't.
I love that it's it makes me think about my culture as well, not just my parents, but just Black people in general and what we represent and what we've overcome and, you know, things like that. I think the Black love just in general, because we have the Black love episodes with the relationship. So I think that a lot of people just go there, which I did as well.
Yeah.
You know, but I do want to just promote love. Whoever you love, whether they're Black, white, whatever race they are,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So that's what I would love to promote, even mm-hmm. though we are promoting Black love, because that's important too. But I think it needs to be unity.
Yeah, I think so.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Across the board.
Everywhere.
So
all over the place.
Yes. But I understand too why the culture is trying to push that, because we haven't for years felt loved. You know what I mean? So now it's like we're trying to push this Black love, know that we're important, we're here,
yeah,
we stand for something, you know. So
well, yeah. it.
So I mean, I have a different view on that. When I hear the word Black love, I, you know, people always say, well, how can I obtain that? But I said, well, you're not Black, you can't obtain it. And it's like, they will say, why? I mean, does that mean, does it matter? It's a yes. So my thought process on Black love, it all stems from a Black woman and a Black man. Mm. All right. It's already a tough situation because of the what the society already gives, you know, African Americans to this country.
Yes.
You know, so I feel when I hear Black love, it's like no other, because when you step out that door, you know what I'm saying, you're already behind eight ball. Mm-hmm. Both you guys, yeah. The woman and the man. Absolutely. So when they both come home and they're able to survive that and still give themselves love, that's where I see Black love. You know, so I think that's what Black.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I love that take as well.
Because I mean, it's already bad. So, you know, so for them to continue and still be able to love each other through all the shit that they have to go through, I would never experience that.
Yeah.
No matter how much I love the culture, you know, I don't have to worry about stepping outside and not worrying about if I'm gonna make it back home. So that's how I look. That's how I see Black love. Mm-hmm. And when I see that word and I see it's being pushed, the narrative is being pushed in a positive way, you best believe it, I'm going to talk about it. And you best believe I'm going to.
I love that.
Yeah.
And we do need more supporters, you know what I mean, of other. Exactly.
Yeah.
To support the Black people. But all races, again, the unity. I feel like when we start to be so exclusive, then it goes back to, you know,
I think you have to in this particular narrative, you have to be selfish. I think the Black couples need to be selfish on this particular narrative. No one should be able to share this particular energy. Or what they, you know what I'm saying?
But that, you're sharing your opinion, it's
an outside looking in.
Yeah, but I mean, those are valid and good as well. You know, we do need those perspectives. So I love the fact that you are bringing this topic to the forefront so we can have those discussions. And just hearing what you have to say is allowing me to think of it in a different perspective and also have more understanding of how others may view it.
Right. So. Right. And I'm agree with the unity and what all that stuff. Yeah, I'm all about that. But like I said, with this, I just feel that it needs to be selfish for this particular reason, because it's been 400 or 500 years of unselfishness. So it's about time that, you know, Black love is being celebrated as we celebrate, you know, with Mike and Jess, you know, and their venture getting married, you know what I'm saying?
So yes,
you
know, so they're
congrats, you guys.
Yeah, they're looking for a lot of answers, and you know, because they want to do it right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you know,
I love those guys.
But yeah, man, you know, that's That's how I feel about it.
All right.
Thank you. I love that.
Where's my clap at, man? Where my claps?
The snaps. We need the snaps. Where the snaps at?
So, R&B news.
Okay.
Y'all ready for some R&B news?
Yes. Bring it.
So, we got New Edition. You know, of course, their concert is in full swing now. Mm. You know, New Edition guy, Tank.
All right.
And Keith Sweat.
Ooh.
You know, so
that's a nice set.
Yeah. So
I love all of them.
Yeah. So they're in full
swing.
Seen
them all too.
Yeah. Throughout the years, I've seen them as well.
Yeah.
So and that's it because I don't have my other page with me.
Boo.
It's all good, guys.
Where's my phone?
We'll let you slide this time.
I need my phone. All
right. So short news, but we'll keep you guys updated on anything new. So. What else we got going on? Are we playing games? We doing something?
Well, no. Tatasha, you have your segment or no?
Of course.
Well, look at this. Ooh.
Of course.
So what is the name of this segment that you're going to be dropping knowledge to us? Because, you know, we need it.
Going deep with Tasha. Let's get deep with Tasha.
Let me say it. Wait, I'm closing my eyes. Say it again.
Let's get deep with Tasha. Yes. So, I mean, okay. You know me. I'm always love to inspire and to make people to be self-conscious and aware of things that we normally are not taught, especially when it comes to personal development and, you know, the mindset. So I'm all about that. So we're going to go deep in those areas that we can make ourselves, you know, just be aware, conscious, so we could change our actions.
I love
it. You can't change your actions unless you're aware of what you're doing. Okay. So
cool.
So self-love is what we're going to be talking about. Talked about black love. I'm like, you can't have black love without self-love. You can't have any love, actually, without self-love.
Girls,
so that's what we're going.
You speaking into my soul right now.
Come on now.
Let's go.
Okay.
She said, okay.
So my question is to you guys is, do you love yourselves? And if so, what do you do to show that self-love?
Ooh, that's a good question. Hmm. Oh, you want me to answer? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. I mean, it took me a while for me to really dive deep into myself, I guess I should say, and really recognize my worth, my value, and love myself, you know. Long story short, I was in a really, really toxic relationship. It was all around the worst relationship I'd ever been in, so it really did break me down to my core. So it did, you know, just recently, within the last maybe 5 or 6 years, I would have to say, I've just really been able to embody my empowerment and my power, I guess I should say. So yeah, I mean, in some ways that I really help myself is I've been a little bit more selfish with my energy.
Good.
Bit more selfish with who I surround myself with, a little bit more observant and protective of that, and selective, I guess I should say, and a lot of meditation. A lot in taking care of my body, working out. I love to work out. I love to be outdoors. And one thing that I really started to do is be alone, like by myself. And you can ask anybody. I was always out and about, always with the crowd, always with, you know, a ton of people, you know, running amok and shit. And it was like, like now, you know, things kind of changed for me where, you know, I didn't have a job for a while. So it kind of put me in a different mind frame. I was a little bit more focused, but I was a lot more alone than I was before. Mm. Never lonely, just alone. Yeah, I always had a great support around me. But being alone is probably the biggest test I've ever had from myself.
Wow.
Because, you know, I would go and do stuff by myself. I would go have dinner by myself. So stuff like that, like I call like self-care Sundays, like it's me time. So whatever it is that I want to do, I want to go have dinner by myself, go to the movies or do something that I want to do in that moment. I will do it.
Yo, just your boy DJ Keefe right here on the Growing Sexy R&B Live. And we got Tashaw.
What's up, everyone?
How you doing, girl?
So I'm doing amazing.
We have a fabulous artist.
I'm super excited. I've heard. I can't wait for everyone else to hear her.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's
amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. And I can say the name right this time. Ladies and gentlemen, recording artist Aisha Camille.
Good.
That was so beautiful. Thank you. Keep it locked, your man, DJ Kiefer.
And Tashaw.
We'll be right back. Grown and Sexy.
Grown and Sexy.
R&B Live. Yo, welcome back. Welcome back to the Grown and Sexy R&B Live. This is your man, Kiefer.
And it's your girl, Tashaw. I'm so happy to be here.
Wow. No introductions. Aisha.
Let's
Camille.
So, girl.
How you doing, girl?
Sign.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
At the Grown and Sexy podcast, R&B podcast. It's always a vibe.
Yeah.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. Yeah. I love your music.
I love your music too.
You know,
your voice is amazing and it's very distinct. So I love that about your voice.
Thank you.
Very distinct. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Y'all
gonna give
me blush. Hold on, look, y'all ain't know this
chocolate. Well, blush on.
So, where are you from originally?
I am originally from Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow. Broadway.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. One of my besties is from there, so okay. Yes.
Your bestie lit.
and did you discover music in Cleveland, or?
Honestly, yeah. You know, it started for me in church. I was like 6 years old, and I told my mom, I was like, I want to sing a solo. I want to sing This Little Light of Mine. And aww. She was like, okay, go up there and sing it then. And I sang it, and it, from there, I kept going, yeah. Went to school and got into that, and started recording in like an actual studio, yeah. And then fast forward, moved to Vegas, and
wow.
Now we're here.
Wow, wow. So was your mom the first person to say, that girl got it?
Honestly, probably, yeah. She would have had to have been, because... Yeah, she was there in the beginning, you know? So,
right.
Yeah, she definitely supported my voice. And, you know, she wasn't one of those parents who was like, girl, I wish you would be quiet. Like, no, she aww, definitely.
That's dope.
That is dope.
Helped.
Dope. To build that confidence. Yeah, confidence. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When was your first time in front of an audience singing?
Like, bigger than church?
Yeah. Bigger than church. Oh. Yeah.
Let's see. You know what? I was a theater kid.
Okay.
So high school, middle school, I did a lot of plays, got a couple leads. So that would have probably been like the next level outside of church would have been school. Like,
wow.
Theater, yes.
So you've been on, you've been on stage ever since.
Yeah, I'm listen, ever since. And you wouldn't know, because I still feel like I get a little nervy, but I think it's a little different when you're in church, you've got the choir. When you're in theater, you have the everybody else, the backup and all that. But like when you're a solo artist, it's just you. So it's like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I don't got nobody to blend in with. If I mess up, it's on me. So.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I love when you did the Celebrate Black Love. You did the concert series.
Oh yeah.
I love your band. So
them boys was playing.
Now this is your band here in Vegas. All those guys.
I hope so.
Oh, I love it.
They still have me. I know. I love them. No, that was my first time performing with those guys.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow. That was my first time performing with those guys, and they played their butts off. Like
I never would have thought.
It gelled, right?
It did.
I was there.
Nah, it was great.
I missed
it. Was a good time.
I'll send you the link on Discover.
Yeah.
Who's the band?
I'd love to see that.
They don't have a name.
They don't have a name.
Yeah, it's okay. Just my boy Tim. Chuck, who was on the keys. I had Henry on guitar, and I had we gotta cut this part because I gotta remember who I got on the drums, unless y'all just not gonna keep that.
I forgot his name too.
Damn.
Oh shoot.
Oh my
come
God.
On y'all.
No.
Come on.
It was Chuck, Tim, obviously Tim Bailey. That's my boy. That's who put it all together.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. Chuck on the keys, Henry on guitar, and
what's his
Corey
name?
Corey
on
the drums. I knew it got to you.
Corey on the drums.
Yeah.
Hey, yo,
shout out
boys,
to the band.
Them boys played.
Yeah, it was dope.
I mean, it's nothing like live music, though.
Nothing
like live music.
And I kind of like, I think that's probably my most favorite way to perform, because you kind of like just lose yourself in the music. It's, you got other people that you vibing with, and it's just like a jam session. You know, I forget the audience is there.
Yeah, I love it. So yeah, you killed it. You guys, make sure you guys go to discover.tv. I think it's on.
I need to go there.
Yeah, I think it's on Mike and Jess's podcast on there. So you guys check it out there. But anyway, you got some tracks, some music on Spotify, stuff like that. What's new? What's coming new for you,
ooh,
Aisha?
So I do have something new in the works. I don't have a projected drop date, but it is coming like so soon. It's crazy. Like I want to say less than a month, but I put a time limit on it and then it don't happen. But really, really soon, I do have a song coming out. I previewed it once, but I'm gonna preview it again.
Nice.
I'm not gonna spill the beans though, just yet.
Gotta but keep us posted.
I would love to be the first, or our podcast be the first to have that song.
It's giving silky sheets. I'm telling you.
Oh
yes, bring it on. Bring it on.
I'm all about the silkies and the sheets. Let's go. Let's go.
I would love to hear about your name and where it comes from.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you wouldn't mind expanding on that.
Absolutely.
It's so unique.
Yeah, so it's Aisha, and that's the Arabic pronunciation, Aisha. A lot of people say Aisha, and I respond to both. Both are cool. But Aisha means she who lives. Mm. And it was the name of if you practice Islam. It is the name of the Prophet Muhammad's second wife.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
Yeah, I love that pronunciation. I don't get too upset if people say Aisha because, you know, it is what it is. But Aisha, just to me.
Now, did your parents prefer for it to be Aisha from the get-go or?
I actually just recently got my mom, like, we talked about it when I was younger, and I'm like, yo, it's Aisha. Like, a couple people, like, are saying, like, it's Aisha. Like, I like that pronunciation. So now my parents say Aisha, but
it's nice.
One of those things where they had the name, people changed it, and so they changed it, and they just went with it because that's what everybody was saying. But now I kind of push Aisha.
I love it.
So, you know, so of course we're doing this this Celebrate Black Love campaign.
Yes.
So I'm asking this question. When you hear the words black love, what is the first thing that comes to thought?
Ooh. Mm. Well, with me being a black woman, black love for me is really self-love. It's internal, you know? It's something that you have to experience and apply to yourself before you can, you know, dish it out. Because of the things that, you know, us as a community we've gone through and
still going through.
Still going through. A lot of times we really do have to put self first because a lot of times we don't come first. And so I think that's really like the foundation of it. Just really here. Loving yourself.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that. What else you got?
How about you? What do you think about black love? I would love to hear
We'll talk about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I already got my thoughts. I'm still putting them together. I have a different theory about it.
Okay.
But yeah. So if you want to stay for that discussion,
yeah, I want to hear that.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah. So, so we have fun with the show when we do our interviews. So, we like to always pick your brain on like what artistry or artist that you love the most. So we say our trifecta. You know, if you wanted to build a band or build a group,
okay,
who is your like old to past, new old, three artists that you have in this group, in this mega group or this trifecta group that you want to do?
Okay, I wasn't ready for that. Well, I'm gonna say for present, it's Chris Brown.
Okay,
That's pretty much been from the time I decided, like, this is really what I want to do with my life. So I'm in the eighth grade. And I'm like, oh, nah, that guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's one. Brandy.
Mm.
It's the vocals for me. It's,
yeah,
it's
her
the
vocals.
Harmonies and the oh, my God. Her. And then it's going to be, I want to take it back. Ooh, that one is tough because there's so many like old school influences that
ones.
I have. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you just say one?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Anita Baker though.
Go
with Anita.
I love Anita.
I love Anita Baker.
I love Anita.
It's Anita.
So little something about me. I took my mom to see Anita Baker back in '87.
Ooh, wow.
I was 19. 87. No, I was 18. No, we did it '88. So I was 19. Took my mom to, and we went to what's the big one? Hollywood Bowl. She performed at the Hollywood Bowl in Hollywood. And my mom, I love it. So you know, and that was her first album, the Songstress album.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been an Anita Baker fan ever since she came out. So
yeah, she's
And she's
an icon.
And she's touring. She's touring now.
still.
Yeah. I just saw that too. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she had retired.
No,
but she came back.
This is her last. This is her last stretch.
Wow. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, me too.
We both gotta catch it. We all three of us.
No, for real. Yeah, we'll do that. So, I love that. Nita Baker, Chris Breezy, and who's the other one?
Brandy.
Yeah,
Brandy.
You know when they had that little Brandy Monica, that said Brandy all day.
Vocally,
yeah.
Brandy all day. Not like Monica. Monica, but
she got the pipes.
But
don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
Monica is her.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
she can sing.
She's her. But Brandy?
Brandy, yeah. She just had more hits and the songs are beautiful. Yeah, so
like
you said, the vocals.
It's the vocals.
The vocals are really good.
It's like butter. Yeah. You know, you like when you cut butter, like, but like room temperature butter.
Right.
And it just go right, it glide right through. That's how I feel about the vocals. It just glide right on across the
I feel you there.
The waves.
Girl, she got it in. You're not going anywhere. You're staying here today. Staying in the podcast right here. What else?
I would love to hear, like, what are some of your challenges you have faced, you know, while being in this for such a, you know, young age up until now? You know, so many other people are going through things and trying to pursue this. So sometimes hearing your story will help others. Yeah, so.
It's not easy. It's a marathon. It's a marathon. It is a marathon.
Yes.
So if you're looking for that quick and easy, I'm going to just drop this record. It's going to go viral and I'm going to blow up. It doesn't really work like that. And when it does, you got to still be ready. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So it
really takes
to be, seriously, like you have to build that foundation to support whatever happens after that, right?
Yeah.
But the hardest thing for me was really, one, it was consistency, and it was trust in myself, like trusting me. So I took a break. So I was in school. There was like 4 years where I didn't do anything music related whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
I worked and I was like, I just felt so uncomfortable. I'm like, yo, this is not right. Like, this isn't okay. Hightailed it right out here to Vegas. And believe it or not, the pandemic is actually what helped me because everybody went virtual. So that was another big fear. Like, how do I touch these people?
Yes.
How do I get into these rooms? How do I build these connections and this networking? And honestly, pandemic, social media, everybody went live and had these competitions. And I hopped in. I was like, all right, look.
Good for you.
I got this. I'm doing this.
Like, yes.
Listen to me. And it worked, you know?
That's dope.
That's dope.
That's dope. I love it.
I love that.
That was a great question right there.
That was an excellent question.
Yeah. I mean, for her being in it for so long, so I'm sure she had some story. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So anyone producers that you want to work with or any, you know,
are there? The list is extensive. As far as producers, songwriters, other artists that I would love to work with. No one really in particular, but like a list, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whoever comes first, it's fine. Like, I don't really, it's like, I want to work with this person next. But I do have a long list of amazing producers.
Drop two, at least.
All right, I got you.
Let's see it too.
All right, producer side. I would love to work with Black Tuxedo.
Oh, wow. That dope jazz guy.
No, that is Black Radio, Robert Glasper, who I would also
Wait, Black Tuxedo? Robert.
Black Tuxedo is made up of Dom and...
I'm thinking Tall Black. Was it Tall Black something? He's a dope jazz artist and producer. Oh, I forgot
that. I'm not hip. But do you know that song what's her name? Doja Cat drop?
Yeah.
Like you. Mm-hmm. I'm not to find someone like you. Mm-hmm. The guys that produced that.
Oh.
That's what I like to work with.
Wow.
But not Robert Glasper. Oh my God.
He's amazing. We were just talking about him.
And
the Grammy.
Wow. For you to bring him up. Wow. Yeah, he's amazing.
Love. We're going to put that out.
He worked with all my favorite R&B,
put that out in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Yes. And Black Radio 3, like, yes. Come on.
Yeah,
come
on. One, two, and three are dope.
You know what's crazy? I'm not even hip. I got to listen to one and two because I literally, like, from the photograph and then Black Radio 3.
Yeah.
That's, like, my extent.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
People are like, nah. One and two. Back.
One and two are dope.
I got to check it out for sure, but yeah, nah. Yeah. And then songwriters. I would love to work with a songwriter. Her name is Goldie.
Mm-hmm. Goldie. No.
She does a lot of writing for, like, Chris Brown. She works with, like, Hitmaker and a bunch of, like, heavy hitters.
Right.
I would love to work with her. And I would love to. She's an artist, but an excellent songwriter. Her.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
Yes, I love her.
Gabrielle, I would love to work with her.
Yeah, we got to try to get her on. We got to try to get her on.
Because
we get her on.
Her?
We're going to get her on.
It's her. She's her. Period.
She is.
So where do you see yourself in 2023? What's the goal for you?
Touring. I would love to be touring by, you know, or in being in the works, like a tour or some sort, opening. But just performing live, just getting more into the live performances and connecting with an audience and building that. I actually really do love being in front of people. I feed off of the energy. It's actually harder for me to harder for me to sing in front of a camera than it is for me to sing in front of an audience. Because I can't
feel the energy.
Really feel the energy. Yes. And no. I really, really run off energy and vibes sure.
Yeah. Well, you made it work on that camera.
Exactly.
And speaking of that, are you going to do another song for us?
Oh, you already know. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
I love it.
I love it.
I got you.
So we got your tags all over the video. So tell us where everyone can find you.
You can find me everywhere. So streaming, all social media, I mean, all DSPs, all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, you name it, it's there. Social media, Aisha Camille Official. Across all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, I think my Twitter is even Aisha Camille Official, YouTube, Aisha Camille Official. It's Aisha Camille, it's official.
I love it. Don't you? I mean, we've been having these great, like, you know, these artists that we are fortunate to have in our disposal.
Absolutely.
It's been amazing, you know, and
so amazing.
You know, and we're also gonna have you sign our Wall of Fame, you know
yes.
what I'm saying? So
sure,
you know,
sure.
So we
can't
got
wait.
We
gotta
yeah,
put so, you up.
I've been working on my signature.
You've been working on your signature?
Yeah, yeah, working on my autograph. Because
you should.
Because all these is gonna get famous.
Without a doubt, y'all ain't had nothing but talent.
Yeah.
On this show.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah. So yeah, you gotta have talent to be on here.
Got to.
You know, so
and you have it.
Well, thank you so much, Aisha.
Thank you, Aisha.
I love it.
Finally got it. You know, because I'll be fucking names up.
You got it, though.
I got it, though.
I'm you proud got it.
Thank you so much.
I'm
thank
proud
you.
Of him.
When I saw her smile, she thought, I did it. You did do it.
Y'all should have seen it. It was Kool-Aid. I said, okay.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, sweetie. And, you know, she's not leaving.
Mm-mm.
She wants to stay, hang out with us. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
You know, we're gonna dive more into this this black love.
I can't wait to hear you got to say.
It's all about me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about it's gotta be about the white guy, huh?
Of course.
You guys stay tuned, it's your man Kiefer.
And your girl Tasha.
The Growing Sexy R&B Live. Good vibe. Take us out real quick, man.
Yeah, I'm coming from the south, but I'm moving up. Cruising down that road, but I'm pulling up. When I get that big bag, they gon' show me love. But for now, it's all gas till they know what's up. Nah, we getting older now, so ain't no fucking around. Yeah, we rebuilding from the bottom, it's on solid ground. I had to rearrange my circle, it's so solid now. That energy coming round, it's all full circle now. My baby the one for me, yeah, she got her own degree. When she get off, I make her sing like me so soulfully. Like it's supposed to be, yeah. Soon I say throw it in the bag like it's some groceries. I be good, I be solid. And you know I ain't gotta say it often. Yeah, if you with me, we all celebrate. No, we some blessings on my mind and I can't get enough. Already written up, ain't gotta think too much. Don't wanna beat the bush, avoid the obvious. Ain't gon' say it twice, I'ma say it once only. Better show me love, why she giving that honey? If she throw it back, then I'ma hit it back probably. We can go rounds in a minute like Rocky. My baby the one for me, yeah, she got her own degree. When she get off, I make her sing like me so soulfully. Like it's supposed to be, yeah. Soon I'll say throw it in the bag like get some groceries. I'll be good, I'll be solid. And you know I ain't gotta say it often. If you with me, we all celebrate. Know we different blood, but that love the same.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's your boy DJ Keeper right here on the Grown and Sexy R&B Live.
With your girl Tasha. Welcome back.
We got a she's about to do it again.
Again.
She's about to blow it up.
She's gonna bless us with banger.
The banger.
The banger.
Ladies and gentlemen, recording artist, Aisha Camille.
By the wayside, just hold my waist tight. I got so much to show you and I don't want to waste time. Roll us up a couple blunts, pour up that liquor, already be sipping. I'm just trying to see what's up. You feel it too, boy, no, I ain't tripping, no. I like it, so do what you're doing, baby. Love language, I'm fluent, baby. Get into it, baby. Yeah, it's a vibe. Never no pressure, boy, ain't no stress when I'm with ya, yeah. It's always a vibe, know we been drinking. I know what you're thinking, I'm thinking. Riding around the city with the top down, music fades to the background. And I'm trying to be patient, but I don't wanna wait, I wanna right now, yeah. It's a vibe, I want us to both cook there. Please take us anywhere, following the vibes. Following the vibes, vibes. Oh, yeah. I never feel like I'm not in control, but you put me on one. I think I like being on one. Baby, I think you're the right one. Is it the Henny? I feel like I could get anything I want. But right now it's you, I'ma let you take advantage too. I think I'm tripping. I wanna fall, it's my decision. Switching positions. I'm giving you everything you're wishing. I like it. So do what you're doing, baby. Love language, I'm fluent, getting to. It's a vibe, never no pressure. Boy, ain't no stress when I'm with ya, yeah. It's always a vibe, know we been drinking. I know what you're thinking, I'm thinking. Ride around the city with the top down, music fades to the background. And I'm trying to be patient, but I don't wanna wait, I want it right now. It's a vibe, I want us to both go there. Please take us anywhere, following the vibes. I want us to both go there, following the vibes.
Hey, hey, what's up, what's up? It's your girl Aisha Camille, and I just want to give a big, big special shout out to the Grown and Sexy R&B Podcast Live for having me. It's been a pleasure. Let's do it. It's Grown and Sexy.
You know, I would like to bring Aisha Camille to this conversation.
Yes, please, girl. You've been sitting there, and I've been wanting to hear you talk.
Yeah.
Come on in, girl. Get in the circle of love.
She's definitely. Yeah, she's
definitely. Hello. Welcome. So, what do you do? What is your self care?
How I show myself self love, or how I show myself love. It's really going to be similar to kind of what you said. Taking that time alone. Mm-hmm. I always used to, I never really had a problem being with like doing things by myself. Mm-hmm. I kind of always thrived in that, but I just now realize that that is probably one of the best ways to show yourself love. Spending that time with you. I always say if you can't spend time with yourself, who else is going to want to spend time with you? You can't even be alone by yourself. Who wants to be alone with you?
Yeah.
So taking that time to really learn me. I go to the movies by myself. Child, I go to dinner by myself. I go to the club. I'll do anything. I'll go to the bar by myself. I don't care.
I love it.
But I really will. And I mean, it's just, there's nothing like it. It's unmatched. Being able to spend that time with yourself, it lets me know, like, I'm pretty cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that.
If I like me, some other people should like me, but if you don't like yourself, nobody else is. So
and it's being comfortable with the uncomfortable. Like, I've been to the bar by myself, and it's a little, like, no phone, just completely vulnerable. You know what I mean? And raw.
Yeah, that's
so spicy. I would advise you to try that one time in your life.
No phone.
Just sit there at the bar and force yourself to have a conversation, or like,
I always talk to the people at the bar.
Yeah, but like, by yourself is a whole different experience. Like, a whole. It really I was shook for a little bit, but I'm like, okay, like, this is like
best thing, right?
It was what I gotta do. Like, I gotta favorite. Be uncomfortable, or comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you know, in a sense. So
getting comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
That's the key to all of this, really. Like, even the music, you can apply that to everything. Mm-hmm. Like, getting uncomfortable or comfortable with being uncomfortable,
because you're
always gonna be uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's always gonna be a time.
Yeah,
yes.
And being alone was really uncomfortable. Comfortable for me, because I have a twin sister, but like, she was always by my side, you know what I mean? And it wasn't until, like, I realized, this is funny, like, when I got older, that I never wanted to be alone. So I always had somebody with me, or I was always around other people. Mm-hmm. So, like, being in relationship wise, like, got to dive deep into things, like, being in a relationship, I always had to have somebody there, or I always craved that, you know what I mean? So that was a whole different story for me. I was like, I don't want to be alone. You know, I don't like it. It made me feel uncomfortable. Uh-huh. Like, I felt like I wasn't doing anything with my life. It was just weird, you know? It was like, so I had to dive really, really deep into that. So, but yeah, girl, I totally agree. Right. And I think that's a great way for some self-care there.
Best way.
What do you think? Who's next?
No, good
I'm,
stuff.
Yeah.
I'm next. Well, you know what? I agree with all you ladies. The biggest thing is knowing how to really enjoy being by yourself. I think that's the best self-care. Mm-hmm. But the things that I like to do, you know, I love golfing, sports, anything that keeps me active. Mm-hmm. You know, being outdoors, like how you are, and also, you know, helping others.
Mm-hmm. I love that too.
You know, if I'm able to, like, help others in any way I can, that's a form of self-love as well for me. Mm-hmm. So, I kind of go with everything that you guys are talking about. You know, I go to the movies by myself, do all that stuff. Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. Well, yeah. I appreciate you guys, you know, opening up. And I just want to make sure the audience, because we talk about self-love, self-care, and just think it's all about, you know, spending time. But don't forget your emotional side, learning to accept yourself, because this is what self-love is, you know, to appreciate who you are and to know who you are and to accept yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, accepting all of those things. So what we were just talking about definitely helps, you know, with the self-care, but just being aware of all of those categories, the makeup of who you are, and accepting those things and starting to appreciate them.
I love it.
Since we are the Grown and Sexy, I'm gonna just throw this out there.
Come on now.
Just don't forget to masturbate every once in a while. I'm just saying, okay? There's no better self-care, love, or self-love than masturbation. So whatever. I'm just saying that shit. Whatever.
Hey.
That shit went left.
No, it's true.
Nah, she's
but it's saying. So right.
It is right.
But it's so right.
I'm just saying. Nobody can take care of yourself like than you can.
No one's no one's self. Know yourself.
Like yourself.
Like yourself.
All right, I'm done. I'm done.
Well.
Well, there.
Well, I would also just like to add a couple habits, you know, when it comes to, you know, self-love habits. Stop comparing yourself to others. So if you can get, you know, to the point where you're not comparing yourself to others, that will help you along the journey of starting to love yourself. Because you are unique. There's only one you. And we all need to remember that. I'm talking to myself as well. You know, that is the only one to shine. It's no one.
Nobody.
Else. Nobody. Baby. No one has this DNA. You know, we are, but that's special, right? We got to realize, like, no, I have my own DNA. I have my own identity.
Individually.
Yes. So stop comparing. The other one is set healthy boundaries.
That's what I did. Oh, okay. That's what I've been trying.
Start
doing
setting some healthy boundaries.
So what kind of boundaries are you referring to?
When I say setting healthy boundaries, meaning if you are in uncomfortable situations, if you are, whether it's work or relationship, being able to communicate that to the person and letting them know. When it comes to boundaries, I actually need to change the word. I like to say preferences instead of boundaries. Because boundaries like, stay away, get out, I don't want you here. You know, just the word boundary. So negative. I've been trying to change the word to preference. What
I like that.
What you prefer.
Yeah, what your preference
you know,
is.
This is what my preference is. You like this, but I like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not, you know, so communicating those preferences to other people is setting whatever it is that you like. If you don't want someone coming over your house, you don't want them calling you, whatever it is, you know, being able to, and just let them know, instead of the boundary word, say, hey, this is my preference.
I like
this
that.
Is what I like.
Yeah,
yeah, I love it. I love
cool.
it. I love it.
I love it. I love it. Wow. That's going deep. Went to Shah.
Yeah. No, let me see how she said, going deep. With the Shah.
We need to have like the rain playing in the background.
Come on now.
Yes.
The thunder, like
rain. You know, I do have those. I do have those on me. Goodbye. You've been kind of quiet, man. What do you do for self love?
What do you do, Goodbye? What's your self care?
So I think of myself in general, like I'm kind of like an introverted person, but because of things that I do, it's more on a performance level. So it's kind of like. The opposite. So I'm like a hardcore ambivert, like depending on what I'm doing, I go either way.
I'm an introvert, but ambivert.
I lean more on the introverted side because I like to do things by myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But what do you do?
It's a lot of music stuff. Like I like to just like go in the other room, set up my DJ stuff, like controller or turntables, and I dive into this music.
Yeah.
And
I like that.
Yeah, like it helps. That's my way of healing personally.
Yeah.
And I also use the DJing to help other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Cuz when people come out and they hear a DJ, they want to get into that music. They want to forget about all their problems, all their issues. Aww. They just want to be there in the moment.
Yeah.
So.
And you give them that experience.
Yeah.
The
so like the way that I do it is, you know, I watch you. I see who like what you're doing. Like I watch about the body language. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, like there are a lot of people that go out and they're not in a good headspace. They're not mentally good, you know what I mean? Like they have issues, they've had a hard day, and I take this and I use it to help them, and that's my version of like my self-love, because I see them change You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the body language becomes different. They become a little more social. Yeah. And this is like minus the alcohol too. This could That's be like great. Anywhere. Yeah. You know?
It's the power of music.
Yeah. And it's like, I use this to help other people. And in turn, that helps me.
Yeah. Nice. You know? Oh, nice. That was good.
Yeah.
That's great. That is awesome. That's a good topic, Tasha. I love that. All right, guys. So
you did it, girl.
Good job.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Ladies, I have a new song for y'all.
Okay. Well.
Oh, they totally missed that one.
What? They sure did.
Oh, they did. Oh, you
and they both missed it.
Was it? Is it a jam?
Why was I so?
I was ready. I wasn't ready.
I was not ready. I was like, okay, play it. Like, what are you?
You gotta stay ready.
Why are y'all
ready.
So quiet?
the dramatic pause.
Kiefer was like.
Okay, you guys gotta put me on. This is my first time.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay, so whenever I have a new song that I wanna let everyone know, or you know, I say, Dave Marie, I have a new jam for us.
Oh, is it a jam? And then we do a head turn. Yeah. So we'll say
and
like
big, and big shout out to where we get that from.
Is it a jam? And then
is it a jam?
It's the comedy thing.
Yeah.
Def Jam.
Def Jam.
Oh.
Def
Jam.
We got it from Def Jam.
We got it from Def Jam. We got it from
what's the Martin?
No, not Martin. What's his name?
Wayne's, wasn't it?
No, it's the brothers. I forgot his name.
Okay.
Anyway.
So that's what it is.
We're going to do it again. Okay. Ladies, I have a new song for y'all.
Is it a jam?
Oh, how did it look? Oh, it's so fast. Okay, I can't even tell. Damn, we need Jay. I need Jay.
Yeah, we need Jay.
I need Jay to tell me if it was good or not. I need a thumbs up.
All right, so I have a new independent artist for you guys. His name's Anderson Day out of Houston.
Okay.
And the song is called You. Right here on the Growing Sexy R&B Live.
That's how he sang it. That's how he sang it.
Yeah.
I'm done searching for love, I found it right here. You are one of a kind and I like it. I've met a lot of women in this world, from chocolate and caramel to big and small girls, from all nationalities, all sorts of things. But they was missing just one thing. They weren't you. you.
you. You make it look like it's magic. Cause I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you.
And I'm gonna beat it like a drum.
Beat it like a drum. Beat it, beat it.
Bum, 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 bum.
What did I say last time for that?
Bum, 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 bum.
Division. Touch it. It was Touch It by Division. That's my shit.
Yo, yo, yo. I'm sorry. I cut that shit quick. I'm sorry about that. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to my DJ Keeper.
What's up?
I got you to talk. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
We're in the top five Silky Sheets.
Let's go.
So for those that don't know what the top five Silky Sheets are, these are songs that you play
when you're trying to get down and dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get busy.
You know,
it's the
do the glue.
The glue. The
for your boo boo.
Sticky.
It's about to go down.
The sticky icky.
Go down in many ways.
The smelly smelly.
No smelly. Nada.
Hygiene need to be on point.
Yeah.
Facts.
Y'all better eat them juices.
Facts. Because I like to drink all the juices. I like to drink all the juices. I like to drink all the juices because they
I like to give all the juices.
Ow.
She said, ow.
Ow.
Ow. So. So this is our top five.
I can't believe I give all the juices. I like giving all the juices. Lord have mercy. Okay. well, welcome to the show, Tatosh.
What is it? Tatosh?
That's Kiefer Slang. He's gonna murder that name.
He's always murdering.
He makes it up.
It's the Deuce.
Deuce.
I do feel welcome.
You technically are welcome if he fucks up your name.
So it's official.
That's the key.
Yeah,
that's the key.
I should, you know, I murdered your name.
Listen,
so we're very welcome.
You guys are,
welcome to the family.
So, all right, guys. So this is the top five Silky Sheets. Our number our first song, I should say, is Usher's Glue.
Yep,
and one was chosen by Kiefer.
It's gonna move on like
so.
All
we'll see. So stay tuned, guys. Oh, can't even stick tuned. stick to us like glue, I guess. Whatever. Stay tuned, guys. So we'll go down the line with our top five. So stay tuned.
There we go. Y'all tripping.
I love Usher.
This at that Prince vibe. Come on, man.
I like the Prince. I don't know.
Y'all, okay. Yeah, turn it on. Yeah, I don't know, man. Cut it. Hey, it's on my list, and I will be getting it in.
Okay. I just hate it. I mean, I just don't like it. It's all right. My favorite.
All right, what you got, girl?
So I went old school. I was a huge fan of this mofo back in the day because his accent, and you know, light skinned brothers always got that swag.
Those
so,
damn
whatever.
German dudes.
He's not German. He's British.
British, German,
or is he?
British.
Yeah.
Craig David is.
Yes,
stop
girl.
With me.
He has an English accent. He's like from England, or he's yeah.
What?
Yeah, girl. And shout out to Craig David. He just came out with a new song after like 10, 15 years. I don't even know how long it's been, boy. But this is his old, one of his songs off of his first album when he first came out.
Yes.
So Born to Do It, I think, was his first album. Mm-hmm. So I'm a huge fan, Avi, but whatever. So this is called Follow Me. This is my top five Silky Sheets. So here we go, guys.
talk to me, talk, talk to me, talk to me. That you're missing my loving, asking am I gonna give it to you. She said, I like the way you put it down on me, me, baby.
Put it down on me.
That is nothing more she'd rather do, do.
Follow me.
Follow me to my bedroom.
All right, okay. Okay, girl.
Follow me to my bedroom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I like that.
You like it?
I like it. No, I'm a huge Craig David.
I don't think I haven't actually had, and I've heard a lot of his songs. I actually had a few of his albums, but I don't remember this song.
This song, yeah, it's off his first album.
Yeah,
this
song
is jazz. Most of our bodies. It's like the little ode to, you get it? Yeah,
I love the lyrics, but something is throwing me off with the music.
it's got that 93, 94.
Without a doubt. It's the 90s.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, that's probably throwing you off a little bit.
y'all gotta sell me with something else.
All right. Well, what you got for us, Tashaw?
What you got?
Tashaw, what you got for us? Yeah, what you got?
What do I have?
Boy, her and her
holding the dream.
Mic. Oh, the dream.
Mm. Okay.
Falsetto.
Yes! That's a good one.
That's
Come
a great
on,
one.
Y'all.
All right, so this is the
Bring
number.
Bring me back in the 2000s.
Number three.
Number three right
Top
here.
Top five sucky sheets. Not Tashaw.
Here we go.
Falsetto.
Come on, ladies.
Started out poking right here, putting it down like a mug. Selling candy all up in my ear.
All right, it's a vibe right here.
Make me down like the D's on the left. Slow dancing in the club. The diamonds look like rainbows. She grinding on my dick. She looking for the prodigal. We hop up in there. She putting moves on me, I could have swore shorty's a wrestler. Talking all that shit, soon as I hit, now I got her talking like this, in a falsetto. She like, ooh, ooh, baby, ooh,
falsetto.
Such a good song.
Okay, all right. I gotta ask a question.
That's a good one.
So, Tashaw.
Yes.
When he's hitting that falsetto, what are you doing?
Straight like that.
All right, she answered the question. All right.
Did she? No.
Aisha.
Yes.
Aisha, girl.
What you got for us? Hit us.
Vision.
Touch it.
Just touch it.
All right, here we go.
I think you got it, girl. I think she got it.
Gas me up.
I got lemon pepper wings and some Casamigo.
Got the casa. I want that. I need that.
Tell you who has it. They just be fucking for status. I don't want nobody, man, baby. I need a balance. As soon as I see you, the vibe's automatic. Got a little more ass than I'm used to. Gotta throw a couple dollars for others.
A little more ass than I'm used to.
A little more ass.
A little more.
All I want to know now is can I
touch it?
Touch it. Tell me what your policy.
Yeah.
Touch it. Anybody calling me?
Oh my God.
This is fire.
This is, nah, I'm adding it. I'm adding it to my Spotify right now. I need that. I need that.
Nah, he did that.
I think that was a jam.
He did that.
That might.
You did that.
That might trump picking that song. That might trump my song.
Oh,
girl.
Okay.
Well, yeah. We gotta see what Good Vibe got.
I need that Good on
Vibe
my list.
Good Vibe always. He digs deep.
He does
in the crate.
He always
he's
comes
a DJ
out.
Though. You know, I don't know,
girl,
if that's
but
fair.
But he go old school sometimes. Like we were like, what? I forgot about that fucking song.
I ain't mad at you.
Okay, what you got? Good Vibes.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Go ahead.
So this group, you really can't go wrong with anything they got.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What it?
Oh. Oh.
Phoenix.
He always
Jodeci.
Got it. Mm. He always got it.
You hear what I'm saying, baby? You hear what I'm saying, baby? Voice,
baby. The check right. Don't you miss, don't you miss that?
My heart's in my car.
Come on, y'all say it together. Come on.
Cause I'm a daddy because of you.
What?
And you know why I can't leave you alone. You got me feeling.
Oh my God, good guy.
Yeah.
Me
feeling. Oh my God, another banger. Good vibes.
Good one. You can't go wrong with Jodeci.
All right, guys, so that was a top five Silky Sheet of the week.
Remember, go on our Spotify and cast your vote.
Yes. Which one was your favorite?
Which one your favorite?
So that will make it to the next round. Are we just doing like the next round or it's just going to.
Yeah. Whatever has the most votes goes to the next round.
Yes. So make sure you guys vote.
And what I'm doing is I'm giving out like a gift card to see who has the most songs that went through.
So you're not in that bidding,
you know.
Love it.
We love a gift card. Yeah.
What gift card that you like? Is it through the coffee of all coffees?
It's a Starbucks girl, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm a Starbucks girl, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank you for being on our show, girl.
Thank you so much.
And we want to welcome our new addition, Boo. You are a part of the fan bam now, and we love you, and we can't wait to keep it rolling with you. But girl, are you gonna come back on the show one day, please?
Of course.
hit us with your new shit and let us know what's going on. Let us know so we can come and see you. Okay?
Definitely. I might just come back and premiere some stuff.
Hey!
All right, now I would love that.
This is your home. Please come back.
I feel at home, right, so cool. For sure.
Yeah. Sure.
We are the authority of R&B. Music here.
You said it.
You heard that.
Let them know.
Said it.
Tank. Jay Valentine.
You heard that, right?
Shout out to everybody who, the team, DJ Good Vibes. We got Jay and his mama that help us out too.
What I call her? I call her PA.
PA. And shout out to the viewers. Thank you guys for watching. This is the Grown and Sexy R&B Live, and this is the crew.
We out.
Y'all know what we do.
Love you guys. See you guys on the next one.
Love you. All right. Bye.